go ahead and call us back in at 8:15. Okay, so the next part of this is, and I should have done this before you began speaking, is to announce that I reviewed the applications along with Ms. Miranda Jimenez to make sure that they comply with the eligibility requirements to be appointed a board member, and found that the three candidates did meet the eligibility requirements. Okay, and with that, we move on to possibly making a provisional appointment to the Board of Education. Do I have a motion? Ms. Polis?
I want to start by all three candidates are excellent, and that makes it more difficult. But at this time, and we look at different skill sets, and some of the people have such close skill sets, but I'm going to propose Daniel Monterez. I'm hoping I'm saying the name correctly, would be who I'm moving forward at this time.
Okay, and is there a second? Okay, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Your no? Okay. Motion carries 3-1. Welcome to the board, Mr. Maneras. Okay. So, district staff, I'm sure you hear from other board members congratulating you, but district staff will get you situated with what you need to do, and you'll be seated at our next board meeting. Okay. So. Yes.
I too want to echo what an excellent job everybody did. Thank you so much for taking the time to submit the applications. I know it's tough to put yourself out there, and it was very lengthy, so it took a while to get through it. But I want to thank you. And, you know, again, there's an election in November, so if it really is a goal and a dream, by all means, pursue it if that's what you're passionate about. But thank you everybody for applying. It was a tough field. So thank you.
Mr. Flowers?
Also, I'd like to say thank you also for the, you know, for everyone putting applicants in. I know it was a tough one, and I know Daniel would do a good job. I know Sue personally, and I know what she brings to the table. But also, you know, I was hoping that the board doesn't know what they missed out on. But Daniel, I know we got in you also. I've seen you around town also, and I hear great things about you. So just because I didn't agree, I know we're going to work great together. I'm looking forward to working with you. It's good to have some men on the field so I can deal with these women. Because, my God, they give me a hard time, man. See, I got all these beauties and one beast. Now I have two beasts up here. So looking forward to working together. God bless you, and we're gonna do great things in this board. We're looking forward to working together. And thank you to your wife also.
I just want to thank again everybody who applied. Sometimes I think it's a little bit more difficult to go for the appointment than it is to run, because when you run, you don't have to fill out, you know, three-page applications, you know, essay answers. So I thank you again for applying, and I hope to see both of you around the schools. And I need to contact you, Mr. Grego, regarding the Girl Scout troop, because I have a niece that we need to get signed up. So thank you again for your interest. Okay. The next item on our agenda. Oh, just one more thing. All three of you made it very difficult, because after reviewing the applications, I had a list in my head of where I thought you were going to fall, and after you addressed us, that went out the window. So thank you again. Okay, the next item on our agenda is the revision of board policy, first and second reading. Are there any questions on these? Ms. Polis?
I just have one quick question, and it's a cleanup question. On page 14A, I folded the wrong one. Here. On 7H, the second paragraph, the first two lines are crossed out, And then it says such complaints may be filed at the district office or at a school site and shall be immediately forwarded to the superintendent or designee. Does that work for the paragraph above it? Is that what we're doing?
Mr. Seaman?
Yes. The number four was removed on the previous page, 7G.
Yes.
But that paragraph now refers to 1 through 3. It can be filed at either place.
Okay. So at first they're supposed to go to the principal or at the school in which the complaint arises. But then if it goes, how do they make the distinction then? Because then it says such complaints may be filed at the district office or at the school site. And I know down there, down in the first paragraph, that it says it a little bit more. I was just...
Actually, appears to be redundant there. They can file them at either place. We can clean that up a little if we need to.
I was a little confused about...
I understand.
If I was a parent and I wanted to file something, and it's always important, to go to the school principal first, and it looked like that's how it was worded, unless it looked like it was a broader issue, but then it almost says, we have a choice.
The way I interpret it is you do have a choice. You can file it at the school site, at which time the site principal would forward to the district office, or you can go directly to the superintendent or his designee, at which time it would come to the district office. So I just think it's two pathways to the same thing. I agree with Mr. Seaman. It might be a little redundant, but I do read it to make sense.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. I just wanted to make sure that we wanted it to be either or.
Mm-hmm. I believe that is its intent.
Should we just change it to a complaint alleging any condition specified in items 1 through 3 above should be filed with the principal or designee at the school in which the complaint arises, comma, but may be filed at the district office, and then just get rid of the second paragraph?
It may also be filed.
Yes, that would work. It would be clear.
You'll have to listen to the tape.
Do you need
just
me to monitor?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Just take out such complaints and just comment. But may.
And where it says shall, after above, it changes to should. Because it is our thoughts, and it is an administrative regulation that we prefer that if it can go through the school, it follows the chain. Okay.
I have one question.
Okay.
On the personal leaves, on 7BB, it said members of the immediate family should include those. Then it said mother and father, but everything is crossed out. So does it still include the mother, father, grandmother, grandfather? 7BB.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
So they just crossed it out just to be...
Because our board policy and individual contracts specifically address that list.
Okay, good.
Okay, any other questions? Do I have a motion? Let's pull the counties.
Can't we just say
as amended on that one. As long as Monica's clear on, because we're doing this for first and second reading, so. Okay. Yes, so do I have a motion to...
I will move as amended.
I'll second.
Okay. It was moved by Ms. Polis, seconded by Ms. Miranda Jimenez. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries 4-0. Okay. That is the end of our business calendar. We do have to go back into closed session to finish some items that we did not have time for. So we will do that at this time.
Are we going to come back to the discussion in the... Okay.
Unless the board prefers to do discussion now.
She might want... Oh, I guess it wouldn't matter because you're asking for our input.
Right, your input, not the public's input.
Okay. So we'll adjourn back to closed session at 8:26.
Does it happen?
Yes. Yes. Is there somebody else?
Oh, no. Maybe we should have the discussion now somewhere I can come.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do that. Ms. Miranda Jimenez, do you have further Board of Education discussion?
Yes. I have two things.
Okay. The first is just to remind everyone, only because it wasn't down here on dates to remember, if anyone was interested, that this Thursday, February 12th, is San Jose's open house. That was the first. And then the second was to see if anybody had any suggestions for a workshop or strand that would be relevant in December. I'd like to be able to take it to my second meeting. So if anybody has any suggestions, yes.
The Commission on Special Education was supposed to come out this month with what they felt, how the state should, in what direction the state should be moving in special ed. They had it as a topic at last CSBA, but they couldn't speak to it because the plan wasn't coming out until this month. So if there's anything pertinent that I would like to hear that.
So it's this month, February?
Yes.
Okay.
They thought it was going to be out in November, and they pushed it to so they had it as a topic. And then when I went to the general session, they couldn't speak to it because, I mean, to the session. So they kind of spoke around it. But
okay.
It sounds like it would be interesting to know what they found through those hearings and the public input that they had. They had two great foster care issues.
Okay.
And they weren't well attended. But if districts are struggling with how to serve foster care youth, those were excellent presentations. I'm just not sure if there'd be enough interest for it.
We were talking about that as an actual strand because so many districts had not addressed foster care in the past, and unanimously around the table we all felt that foster care had to be an RFP. So if you said the workshops were really good, maybe they can invite those individuals back.
Right, and they sent especially one, I'm not going to say which one, because it was more pertinent to L.A. County. The other one was more pertinent to up north. So maybe if they can really clarify if different things are happening in different parts of the country, so you can choose which one to go. They both had excellent information, but one was a little bit more difficult to input here because they're so different in their needs.
Okay. Thank you. I will. I wrote them for a second meeting so that I can bring them up. Thank you. Anybody else with some suggestions for?
When is your second meeting?
The last Friday in February.
Okay, so we could bring
talks
to you by.
One more time if you think of anything. Like I said, it's interesting to start planning now what's going to be relevant in December.
Right.
Without having seen a budget yet, without having gone through our first full LCAP. So it was a very fascinating process. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Poulos. Okay, those were my two discussions. Oh, I don't. Never mind, we can get in a report. I'd like to see if we can get in a report what they were discussing about the Baldwin Park League. That was the first that I had heard of anybody using our mascot and our fields.
Rob, can we ask a question on that? Is that going on, Rob? Is that going on, that field? Did they act?
We can't ask about it.
Oh, okay.
Because it might be an agenda item, and it's not.
Right, so.
Okay. Dates to remember, February 16, 2015, President's Day, holiday, schools and district office closed. February 24, 2015 is the next Board of Education meeting. And so with that, we will now go into closed session at 8:29.